Welcome to Navigate with HSBC, where we engage with industry leaders to decode market trends, explore evolving investment strategies, and take a closer look at the world of alternative investment funds. Joining us today is Shekhar Daga, the head of private capital at ICICI Prudential AMC. Shekhar has navigated the full spectrum of investment management, from corporate lending and structured finance to private equity, as well as distressed assets. Well, Shekhar, we're delighted to have you on the show. Thanks a lot for joining in.
Thank you, Nigel. It's my pleasure to be here.
What's your vision for the role of private capital in Indian portfolios, say if I take a longer time horizon, the next decade or so?
So if you put the numbers in perspective, if my memory serves me right, for the HNIs in India, in last 4 years, I think the capital allocation in alternates, whether it's in AIFs, PMS, credit funds, private equity, think of the non-equity and non-debt part, 45 to 50% of HNIs have allocation to these products in their portfolio.
Okay.
My belief is that over next 5 to 10 years, the size of private capital industry, whether it's private equity or credit or real estate, anything, is going to go at least a 25% CAGR growth in India. You will see a lot more HNIs and family offices increasing, either getting into this asset class or increasing their allocation. Mm-hmm. And it is, if you look at it, the way India's pyramid is growing, actually. People are moving from middle to upper middle class and HNIs. And that itself is a big driver of investor allocating in this capitals as well, actually. Because as you go richer and richer, you want to kind of diversify your asset pool. You don't want to pull all your eggs on one basket.
Yes.
You will put some in equity, some in debt, and alternates as a portfolio provide a very much wider basket to provide you extra alpha.
What would you say are the key factors or the key risk factors investors they overlook when they are allocating to private markets?
As I say, when we look at it, risk is the only thing which we have to manage, actually, because something we call in our business return of principal is first, and return is separate, actually. You need to first get your principal back.
Yeah.
And so whenever you look at any of these asset classes, the basic assumption is your capital safe? Because returns will come back. That's a separate thing. First is you need to take your capital off. So your basic underwriting thesis, if you look at it, is the most critical, whether you do a private equity or a real estate or yield fund. What is the safeguard? What kind of margin of safety have you built in?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of a skill a manager has to demonstrate out there to ensure that he has selected and done his checklist very well so that there's no kind of losses out there. And I'm not saying everything is foolproof. You may have accidents in between, but then how you have maneuvered those issues over a period of time, that's also a kind of a critical thing which one has to see. And investors should also realize nothing comes from free. If you're looking to get this extra alpha, it comes with that kind of risk, actually. And there can be kind of delays and lags in between in this asset classes. So mentally, investor, when they look at these investment classes, they should allocate that kind of capital which they are able to digest, even if they kind of lose the money, actually.
Okay, all right. Shekhar, time for some advice. What would the advice that you would be giving, say, to a first-time investor in the capital, in private capital, who's looking to start, but with a long-term view, your view?
So I think it's a very tricky one because first, like, what kind of allocation he's doing, actually. So I will not recommend somebody to do like full hog, like 50% of my capital into private side.
Yeah.
That's something one should not do. Look at like what capital you can digest, as I told you, assuming you can lose that money.
Yeah.
So maybe 10-15%. Then you look at what asset class you want to play, whether you want to play private equity, you want to play yield game in real estate, or you want to play credit, actually.
Yes.
And within that asset, what kind of returns are you expecting? If you are looking at like a very double-digit return, early 20s, then you have to play an equity game, actually. But if you want to do, my ideal suggestion would you do a mixed bag of the 3-4 asset classes. And I think it will give you that experience as well, what asset class suits you and what the nuances of each asset classes are. And the blended return, somebody should look at, like, it should be giving slightly better than your market return, what you should expect out there.
Absolutely. But, you know, many investors, they still view private capital as opaque, or they say that, perhaps it's inaccessible. What are the common myths you'd like to debunk?
I think as we speak, like, the way the regulation, and we are all regulated by the capital market regulator, the regulations are very clear. Like, every prospectus has to be filed with the regulator. The new update on the portfolio has to be given to the investor. So if investors are approaching a direct investment, I still agree with the statement which you made.
Yeah.
But investors, if you're coming through a fund structure with the right kind of manager, I think all these issues are already addressed in a much evolved way, be it like the investor communication, which is the most critical thing, what's happening on with your money actually, because that's what investor wants to know. If he has given 100 bucks to you, what is happening with my money, where you have invested? That is laid out very well. And I think most funds in India, like Lather, all the funds have a regulation out there, and I think they do it well. I think the opaqueness still comes with respect to the direct investment, which the investors are doing by themselves actually. And that's for them to take that risk and understand. If they don't want that opaqueness, they should come through the fund route.
Okay, all right. And, you know, final question then, outside of work, are there any life lessons, experiences you would like, you know, to share with us that have shaped your perspective recently?
So I love to travel. And I think every time I was in Japan last year and recently in Bali, and it's phenomenal, like how you think of the patience in a lot of these spaces and how people are disciplined. I think discipline is something most important thing, whether you, anything in your personal life, whether how your daily routine is and how you look at your own work in terms of investing discipline, because nazar hati and durghatna ghati times. So you need to be very sure, and that discipline, I think, as I see, if you go in more Japan or a few other places, then you realize that how important it is. And once you have followed the discipline, I think things will fall in place.
All right, discipline, I think I'm on that, but I think I need to take some tips with regard to the travel plans as well. Thanks a lot, Shekhar. Well, that was an incredibly insightful conversation. Thanks a lot, Shekhar, for coming on the show and for walking us through the nuances of private capital and also the evolving opportunities in this space itself. Okay. And to our listeners, well, we hope this gives you a deeper understanding of how complex investments are managed and where value can be created. Thanks for tuning in to Navigate with HSBC.